This is Dave Radlauer at the KLW Studios with Vince Catolica. Welcome, Vince. Good to have you here.
Well, it's good to be here. I'll tell a few of my stories.
Great. Vince is an outstanding clarinet and reed player who's been performing in the San Francisco Bay Area for, 40, 50 years, Vince?
Since June of 1943.
And you were born and raised in San Francisco.
As I said before, yeah, I was born in San Francisco. I was born on Powell Street by Francisco Junior High School, and they brought me over to my flat where I'm living now when I was a year old. But most of my life has been spent in that flat, and I'm 70 years old.
So your official retirement was December 31st, 1993?
That's right, yeah. I've done it before, but this time it's for real.
Any particular reason?
Well, mostly physical condition, a little bit of arthritis in the hands, maybe the lack of hearing something that I should be hearing, and I get tired of standing pretty fast now. Well, I walk about an hour and a half a day, but just standing throws me off. And I felt I was playing pretty good, but some of the things I was doing disturbed me, and I started to figure all this out last September. So I told LaVey Smith, and that's the lady I worked for, and Mal Sharp. I was playing in a band over there with him, and I told both of them. I said, "This is it. I want out." And I went till the end of the year with LaVey Smith, but Mal let me out within a couple of weeks. That's all.
You want to tell us about Jack Sheedy?
Yes, I can tell you a great deal about Jack Sheedy. I started rehearsing with him in January of 1949. This was a Dixieland band. This was Jack Sheedy, trombone and leader, Jack Minger, cornet, Vince Catolica, clarinet.
Was Sheedy from New Orleans?
No, Sheedy was, I think, from the state of Washington, and ended up here because he was an ensign in the Navy, you know, type thing.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, as gradually these men, as they got out, they just stayed where they got out.
Mm-hmm.
And so he organized this band, and I'll tell you a story about that. We made these four sides in May of 1949. We got a job in a place called The Hangover. You're familiar with that.
Here in San Francisco.
In San Francisco on Bush Street. And we started to play there three nights a week. Then by around 3 weeks, we ended up playing five nights a week. By a couple of weeks after that, we were playing six nights a week. Now, during this time, a washing machine salesman by the name of Jerry Hecker convinced Doc that he should bring in some of the New York boys.
You're speaking of Doc Doherty, the owner of the
That's
club
right,
hangover.
That's right, Doc Doherty. I wanted to get his name out, but you got it. That's right. And he brought in on a Sunday night Albert Nicholas.
Oh, boy.
Schmidt, his trombone player from Bob Crosby's band, and Wild Bill Davidson.
Oh, boy.
They were the front line. You know, and I was not quite 30 years old and totally blind and realizing that I had made it because we really packed the place six nights a week.